You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
You know, I just love how we sang that song that God is more than able. And that's what we're declaring over this service today, that God is more than able. This is an encounter time. We've already experienced his presence. He is here in our midst, and we are declaring he is more than able. And what I'm declaring and believing for, that his presence will continue to settle on people's hearts and lives today, because he is more than able. Amen. Let's just pray. Lord God, we just thank you that you are so good, and you are so good at what you do. And right now, we just open our hearts, we just open our lives to experience more of you, because there is always more of you. And we declare together, we declare in faith that you are more than able to do so much in our midst today. And we are open to receive. We are open to hear. And we're open to experience you in more real and tangible ways, because your presence is here. Your power is here. Lord God, you are here. In the name of Jesus, amen. Most of you will be aware that Murray and I purchased a house and we moved in a couple of weeks ago. And as you know, that is so exciting, but then comes the time when everything's been unloaded that you now need to make room where to put everything. So with that comes the unpacking and the sorting and the moving and the lifting and the cleaning, which Murray is so good at. We even had to make room for the cat because we couldn't let him go out for at least a good week so that he could get settled into this new place. You know, we all have at times made room for someone or something in our lives. When you begin a new relationship, you suddenly find time at nights to catch up with that person and get to know them. You know, I may be busy at work, but if someone mentions the word coffee, I am so there. And I can suddenly remove my schedule so that I can go out and get a coffee. When people have children, they make room for that child by decorating the room, by maybe buying a cot, buying nappies, the things that are necessary. You make room for that child. You know, even in my workplace, I've got so many people that have different schedules and different availabilities because they're studying. And I make room for them on my roster so that I can make sure that they are still part of it all. If a friend rings up upset, we make time and room to listen to them. If we have people over to stay, we make room by making sure the bed is made, they've got clean towels, we may need to even plan the meals. But we make room. We make room for our interests. We make room to catch up with friends. We make room to go shopping. We make room to go on holidays. We make room. So my question is, how do you and I make room for God in our lives? We all may have differing answers to this question. You might be a morning person, so you may find it easy to get up and read the Bible. Maybe it's a Bible plan, or maybe it's a portion of scripture. Throughout the day, you may say, Holy Spirit, I need your help right now to make good decisions. Or it might be, God, I just need your wisdom because I'm going through something difficult at the moment. You may be driving in your car, and you may spend that time just listening to music or listening to the Bible or just praying to him. You may have a particular room that you like to go into, a particular chair that you like to sit in, and make room as maybe you journal and spend time with God. We go to church, and we always also have discussions with our friends about God and the things of God. It may look different to each one of us, but the important thing is that we are making room and spending time with God. Why is it important to make room for God? Because He desires relationship with us. We can never, ever escape this truth that God desires a relationship with you and I today. In Psalm 139:17-18, it says this: "How precious are your thoughts about me. Oh God, they cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me." Let's just ponder that for a moment. His thoughts can never be numbered. Do you know that they say that we think about 60,000 thoughts a day? 60,000 thoughts. But we can never, ever, ever outthink God when it comes to His loving thoughts towards us. His thoughts cannot be outnumbered. Cannot be outnumbered. We are someone that He thinks about all the time because He loves us and desires relationships with us. If you have struggled to understand or experience God's love for you, let me encourage you today to make room, because He wants to bring revelation and understanding into your life of how much He loves you. Why is it important to make room for God? Because there are truths that He wants to reveal to you and I. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says this: "That is what the scriptures mean when they say, 'No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him.'" As the scriptures promise today, God has prepared unimagined, unseen, and unheard possibilities and plans for those who love Him. Do you love Him today? Then we can experience all that He has for us for this meeting this morning as we come around together in unity to see what He is going to do. Holy Spirit, we need you today. Holy Spirit, we need you today. And we make room to see what you are going to do, because you are more than able. Today we make room to listen to you and to be open to what you are saying. Speak, Lord, because we are listening. Speak, Lord, because we are listening. Why is it important to make room for God? Because He wants to bring healing. He wants to bring restoration. And He wants to bring breakthrough into your life. Like Pastor Naomi shared in the communion, there's some people that have things wrapped around them right now. And God is saying to you very clearly, with His power and His anointing, that those things are going to be broken off your life in the name of Jesus. And we as a body of believers stand in faith, because God, you are more than able. You are more than able. In Psalm 147:3, it says this: "He heals the brokenhearted." Not maybe, not when He feels like it, but He heals the brokenhearted. And He binds up their wounds. If there's something in your life right now, let me encourage you, He binds them up with His anointing oil, with His healing power, with His peace, with His joy, with His strength. He comes and brings truth and revelation into your heart and life. Not me. Not me, but Him, because He is more than able this morning to meet you at your point of need. You might say, "But God, you don't know what's happened this week. You don't know what's been going on in my life." It doesn't matter, because this morning we have taken that step and we're saying, we are making room for you, and we're standing on the truth that you are more than able. that you are more than able, that you do bring healing and that you do heal today, that there is power in the words that you say. And when you say something, it cannot be taken away from us. It cannot be withdrawn because it is His truth, and His truth is full of life. He is more than able. Amen. There is so much to gain by being in His presence that not only benefits us, but it benefits the people around us. And I'm sure our families can say amen to that. It's really important for us that we continue to make room for Him, because He's such a good God and He is more than able. Let's take a look at some examples from the Bible of people making room for God. You know, Abraham built an altar and worshipped God. He spent time with God. It wasn't just 1 minute, but it was time to get to know the God of the I Am. Joshua would linger at the tent and worship. He would purposefully hang back and continue to worship and spend that time with God. A Shulamite woman, we don't even know her name, but she made room for the man of God called Elisha in 2 Kings 4. And because of that, her and her family experienced a miracle. The disciples waited in the upper room in unity for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And they made room. And because of that, look at the outcome. It was just a room. But everything changed when the presence of God came, and their lives were forever changed because of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They experienced God pouring out His Spirit. Then there is the story in Luke about two sisters, Mary and Martha. And we find their story in Luke 10, 38 to 42, and it says this: as Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." It's interesting looking at Martha and how she navigated this time, this moment of having Jesus in her home, and what she learned from the experience. You know, the two sisters responded to Jesus' presence in different ways. Martha invited Jesus and the disciples into her home, but then got busy preparing. And while Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to what He was saying, I can imagine her attentiveness to the words that He was speaking. Martha was focused on the preparation. And not that there's anything wrong with preparation. You know, if I was to have people over to my house, I would also prepare. I'd make sure that you would have snacks and that you would have food, that the toilet was clean, that the cat was fed. But then I would also, once I'd done that, I'd begin to spend time with you. However, because of Martha being busy, her focus on the preparation caused her to get upset by Mary's lack of focus on the preparation. And she began to feel upset and anxious and annoyed, and it became a distraction to her. I could imagine the thoughts going through her head. Why isn't Mary helping? Can't she see how busy I am? It's unfair. Maybe I wanted to go and spend time with Jesus as well. But her frustration led her to Jesus, and that was a good decision. Going to Jesus. Martha, in her frustration, goes immediately to Jesus. interrupts the conversation and states her concern to him and tells Jesus he needs to do something about it. Go tell my sister to come and help me. Martha knew enough about Jesus to know he was a man of authority and that people listened to him. And he was hoping that by him speaking to Mary, she would listen to him. You know, for us today, if we find ourselves upset or frustrated by something that we're going through, we can go to Jesus and talk to him. In fact, we can go to him first. He is always ready to listen and have a conversation with us. We are never, ever, ever interrupting him. We can call on him at any time. You know, moving into our new house, we had a few teething issues. So after, I think, 2 days, we went to have a shower and discovered there was no hot water. So Murray went out to check and I just pretended I was looking and helping because I'm just not very good with those sort of things. And we realised that the gas bottle was empty. So being a Sunday, obviously we couldn't get that get a new gas bottle. So I rang Mum, I'm going to come and quickly have a shower at your house and then come to church. So we did that, and on Monday we got a new gas bottle, and Murray wasn't home yet, but he said to me, all you need to do is just turn the switch on and then it should start working. So I said, okay. So I got home, turned the switch on, but then I heard this hissing noise and I suddenly smelled gas and I thought, I don't think that's meant to be happening. So I turned it off and I said, rang Murray and I just said, look, when you get home, can you please have a look, because I don't think this is right. So when he got home, he went and checked and realised that there was a leak in the hose from the gas bottle. So that's why I was smelling the gas. So he turned it on anyway and tried to do what he could, and so that we could at least have a hot shower and we could at least have heat in the house. So I just wanted to say too, you could imagine me Monday morning waking up. There's no hot water. I had to go to work and only to discover that there was also no electricity in the house because a branch had fallen over because of the wind that was happening. So this is me, just to give you an example. This is me. I'm using my phone, the light on my phone, trying to look in the mirror and clean my teeth and make sure there's nothing, you know, sleep dust, and then just dash off to work. And thank goodness for Mum and Dad, I was able to have a shower at their house again to that day. But I can say we now have hot water and it's all happening. But, you know, it's these small issues that had us running around trying to fix them before we could really just sit down, relax and enjoy our house. Sometimes things crop up that may take our focus away from taking the time just to sit, relax and enjoy the moment. It might be things from the house that need to be organised. Phone calls from your partner when they need you to do something on the computer straight away. Assignments to write, deadlines to meet. It might be what we see others go through that causes us to feel sad and weighed down. It could be the accumulation of things, small things that help to make us feel stressed and anxious. And from these experiences, it can be hard to lay them aside and take the time to really sit and enjoy the moment. Sometimes it's hard to focus on what other people are saying when we've got thoughts going through our own minds of what we are facing. But Jesus is encouraging us to go to him. Let him know what is on our minds. By doing this, we actually make room for God. We make room to hear his perspective, which is always based on truth. We get his guidance. We get his support, we get his understanding, we get his protection and help. And if we apply it, it brings change. Jesus answers Martha, but it wasn't how she was expecting. He calls her name twice. In verses 41 to 42, it says, he said this, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." He was saying her name with deep affection and spoke truth into her heart. He lovingly pointed out the issue, not harshly, but lovingly pointed out the issue. "You are worried and upset. I can see that." But he was also saying to her, "Don't let what you think is unfair, don't let what you think could become an issue, Don't let your troubles cause you to miss what I'm saying. You have made room for me, and I now want you to enjoy and participate in that. Considering Jesus often had crowds following him, there was an opportunity for Martha to spend quality time with Jesus in her home, to have this moment with him, this encounter, this experience, the better thing, the one thing. What was Jesus' encouragement to her? Jesus was encouraging her that Mary had chosen what was better, to sit at his feet and be with him. And he was inviting Martha, to do the same, to come and sit. Jesus is saying, your place right now is to be at my feet. Your place right now is to be with my peace. And your place right now is to be in my presence. Your place right now is to pursue relationship with me. Martha, you have made room for me by inviting me into your house. Now I am inviting you to come and sit at my feet and receive revelation, to receive truth, to receive hope. As the worship team come up, because there is life in my words. There is power in my words. In my presence, there is fullness of joy. There is peace and there is power. For us today, we are here together. We have made room. And now that same invitation is being extended to us. It hasn't been revoked. It hasn't been taken away. Jesus still desires a relationship with us. It is still being said, come and choose the one thing that is needed. Come and be with me today. Now there is space for us today to sit at the feet of Jesus and receive his word and allow it to reshape our lives. This is the one thing that is needed. And we need it today. We need his word. We need his truth. We need his revelation. We need his presence. We have this moment to make room for God and his presence. To stand in this place. Let's be like Abraham and spend time speaking to God. Tell him what you're thinking. Tell him your concerns and leave it with him. Let's be like Joshua and spend time worshiping and lingering in his presence, because he is all we need today. He is all we need. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be honored. And we make room for you today. Let's be like the Shulamite woman and make room. We know who you are. We know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we make room for you. You are the one true God. And we wait in your presence. Let's be like Mary and sit and receive revelation and truth. Speak, Lord. We are listening. We are open and listening to what you are saying. This morning, this is our invitation to encounter him. And to choose the one thing that is needed and to sit at his feet. Lord God, we just want to honor you. We just want to thank you and praise your name. And this morning we continue to declare that you are more than able. We're just going to have this time of just worshiping him and declaring who he is. that He is the one true God and He is more than able to meet your needs today.
You know, as we continue on in this moment, while sitting at Jesus' feet, I would love to give you the opportunity, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus personally, perhaps you've heard of Him, perhaps you know about Him, but have you made room in your heart for Him to be the Lord of your life? See, if you haven't, my encouragement to you, this is the Word of God, that God loves you. God's heart is for you. He wants you to know Him personally, to make room in your heart for Him. See, the good news of Jesus, that God so loved the world that He sent Jesus, His Son, to live on this earth. He lived a perfect life, and that qualified Him to pay the price for the wrongdoing that we had done, for our sin. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried, and the third day He rose again, so that you and I could be restored to right relationship with God. And that is the opportunity that we, each of us, have, to have the opportunity to be restored to right relationship with God. And so I ask you this morning, have you made room in your heart for God? Have you made room in your heart for a personal relationship with Jesus? You know, perhaps you once did, but you know in your heart you're not walking closely with Him. Today is your morning to get right with God. Perhaps you haven't made that decision before. Today you have the opportunity to. How do you do this? It starts with a prayer. A prayer that declares that you need Jesus, that you ask Him to be Lord, and declare that God raised Him from the dead. Romans 10:9 says this, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you will be saved. And so I'm going to lead the church in a prayer, and I invite the church to pray along. And if that's you, if you say, God, I want to make room in my heart for you, Jesus. Maybe you walk closely once with Him, but you know you've been away. This is your opportunity to get right with God. So church, would you repeat after me? Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, that you died for me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. And I believe in my heart that God, you raised Jesus from the dead. And I thank you because of that, I am saved. I'm sorry for the things I've done wrong, but I choose today to follow your way. Come teach me, lead me and guide me. Amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.